I'm Kodesh. Because Baruch Hu wanted that Kal Yisrael should be Mole Umu'uter Bachol. See, I have it in front of you. Mole Umu'uter Bachol Midos Tovos Umu'ulos. That we should have the best possible attitudes and attributes. Ki mitoch kach tochol abrocha aleyem. Because by having the best possible attributes, so the abrocha. And chesed and rachmim are amongst the best possible attributes. So, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the din of avdus, so that we should develop these, the way he establishes it, that we have to, the Gemara says, the kaina eved, kaina rabba liyachmah. That's the one, if you have to follow all the halachas of having an eved, you end up really having another master, you have to take such good care of him. But the lashon is interesting, can be toch kach, by having these good attributes and attitudes, tochel abrocha leim, because bracha will give us the be a bracha. So I don't know if it means the bracha comes by having midos tovos, that in itself is a bracha, or if it means that Hashem responds to midos tovos. You know, we often talk about that during Elul, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a rachim and a rachamon, and he's so it could be that that's what the chinuch says over here. So the particular area that I thought we could look at, which is interesting, is a bit of nirtza with an ayin, and that's os tes zayin. Here are two osios. One is yudalid, and one is tes zayin. Yudalid discusses how an eved, a regular eved, leaves. But one of the highlights of the mishpatim is the eved who does not want to leave. The eved who wants to stay by his master. Avdiyas adoni. Avdiyas ishtivas, but I'm happy with my master, and he has a wife. The master got a shivcha for this eved. And he has children with his shivcha. So he wants to stay. So here is a person who the bazin sold him. The person stole. Right here. And he has no money to pay back the Karen. If he has money, Bezin will not sell him. Bezin will only sell this one person who stole and doesn't have enough money to pay back what he stole. If he can't afford kefil, he will not get sold. He'll pay back the Karen, and then he owes him the kefil. The Minchas Chinuch has the following interesting tier. The guy only has, let's say he stole a tool that cost $200. All right. So then he only has $200 to pay. So the Chassidus says that if the guy pays $200 because he wants to pay the Karen, right? And he wants to own the kefil. The Nignav could say, and Bezin will respect this, he could take the $200, keep quiet, and then turn around and say, that was the kefil. Now you owe me the Karen. And could get him sold into Avdus for that reason. Because it's up to the Nignav to determine how he wants to, the person, if I owe somebody two loans, then the person to whom I'm paying back can determine what that payment is. I don't know how many people discuss this. I don't know.
The American law is still the other way around.
The American law is which way? That the,
there's no slave in that law, is there?
If I'm paying you, I determine where you can apply that money.
Really? The payer. What do you call it?
The person paying the money.
In terms of principal versus interest?
Anything.
I think at the end of the paragraph,
oh, yeah?
At the end of the paragraph,
years will
change
your
mind.
Yeah?
I can say a wonderful last month.
You say it at the end?
At the end of that same paragraph.
At the end, he says, Kachin
Lini Zaiti. It says that, I think he says that usually Derech Olam is to pay the Karam of
right.
The Kefil.
Yeah.
And
right.
Therefore, even though we would think that according to that Tosfos, that the Nignav could just determine which one he's paying, but actually, because Derech Olam is to pay the Kefil before
the Karen,
I thought so. They
pay the Karen before the Kefil, so it
doesn't look like it. I'm telling you, men to watch out. Yeah? I don't think so.
If you get Mendel.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Mendel about that.
Mendel's
still trying to take his sheep
there.
He's
talking to him. I'm going to just leave the patient.
I'm going to just leave the patient.
He quotes the Machna. The Machna, the Sefer Machna disagrees.
Oh, okay.
The Sefer Machna says that the Sefer Machna says that Apisvara, you always pay Piroin first and then Kefal. Right. But I think he disagrees with the Machna. I think so. Good.
But what he's saying about American law is maybe is true. But the fact is that even in American law, there's senior lenders and there's subordinated lenders, and you know, and you pay. Yeah, if you're in a certain bankrupt state, you have to certainly pay the senior lenders before the subordinated. But there's rules. You can't just.
Shlomo is saying that one lova cannot determine. One lova can determine.
If I'm a company or I'm an individual,
right,
and I go bankrupt and I owe people,
well, bankruptcy is a
I have to pay the senior lenders before I pay the subordinate lenders. I can't pay out of order.
But that's ranking lenders, right? Well, one particular lender, if he owes them on five different accounts, can he say, I want to pay this account? Let's say one account has a guarantor and another has a guarantor.
If you have taxes, then you have a tax penalty. And then you give him $100. Can he tell you which one he wants to apply it to, the taxes or the tax penalty?
That's almost like that's up to the one who's paying. And it sounds like this. And even the Machna disagrees with the Chinuch. That's because he says that's the Asfar and Esenis. He doesn't disagree in principle. It sounds like the Malva could normally do this, but when it comes to a penalty and a principle, it doesn't make sense to say, right? It's almost like a third party making the decision. Right? But what you're saying is also true in Halacha. In Halacha, the Basin can rank who gets paid. It might have to do with who Shibud says first. Certainly when it comes to assets.
And
when it comes to Shibudim, right. So then Shibudim. When it comes to a Shima HaGuf, then I don't think there's a necessary priority. Good? So Nirtza. So the Gemara, the Chumash has a case where the Eved is after 6 years does not want to go free. But the Halacha is, a person buys a Jew. It's an Eved Ivri, he was a Ganav, he was bathed and sells him, and he's there to... And the sale price of the Evan went to the Nignav. Right? So the Evan's not getting a cent. So now, the halacha is that he sold for 6 years. During the course of the 6 years, he could end up leaving because somebody runs into gives him money, and he could end up buying himself out. He could, and we would force the owner to sell him. He could end up leaving because the other wants to give him a shtar shechur, wants to let him go. And he can end up leaving because the 6 years have passed. Right now, if before the 6 year is up, right before the 6 year is up, he's still worth a pruta. In other words, he didn't get sold for so little. So then he can say, I want to stay longer. When he says, I want to stay longer, so the pasuk of the chumash is, he stays till yomo. I just want to look at that then. That's what the Mechinuch, writes in Os Tes Zayin, that if she gives sov sheish, v'nishar, od shavah pruta, la'od in Os Tes Zayin, so then, and the Eved says, in a way, he doesn't want to leave, so nirtza v'nifne v'tziya zu, v'olveit es rabo ad yovo. He would stay working for the Eved, working for his master until yovo. So then the Mechinuch writes, Eved Tes Zayin. It says on the side, nirtza dina. Mitzvah Membeis Tezayin. No? So then the Minchas Chinuch writes there are numerous conditions that the Rambam puts. For example, he has to have a wife and children. Number two, the Odon has to have a wife and children. Because the Lashon of the Torah is the Lashon in Devarim says that he loved you and Beischa. So the Odin has to have a bias. He has to love the Odin, and the Odin has to like him. So he has to have all these conditions in place. And then the Odin takes him to the, as we know, takes him to the mezuzah and the basin and pierces the ear. So at the very bottom, the Minchas Chinuch writes the following, but this is Varitziya, but 3 lines up from the paragraph that begins Os Tes Zayin. Varitziya tzorach shiyye meivir lebeizdin. Six lines up. Varitziyat zerach shetiyah ba'odoin atzmai, v'lo al yedei shliach. the Odin cannot send an shliach to Beis. He has to do it himself. So the Odin himself goes to Beis Din, and he himself has to pierce the ear of the Eved. It has to be during the day. A Kohen who stole became an Eved Ivri. A Kohen could never become an Eved Li'olam. A Kohen can only go for 6 years, because a Kohen can't have a mum. He can't put a mum into a Kohen. So he could never be sold for more than 6 years. Shucks, believe it's never happen to him.
He's not
Nirtza.
Maybe
he
can be an Eved.
So I don't think that without Ritzia, I don't think it can be that he's Avod al-Olam. He could be sold for another 6 years, but I don't think he can be an Avod al-Olam. I think it's because the Mishnah writes that an Avod al-Olam is Niklan Yidei Nirtza. So, I mean, it wouldn't be Avdus. It wouldn't be binding. Right? Because it's the Kenyan.
Someone without a right ear also.
Right. L'chaya couldn't be. Yeah. And it has to be found in a basin of 3 years Simuchim. Alright, then we look at the top of the next Amud. The name of word with Mishnah Kiddush in Dalamud Beis. And this is a Minchas Chinuch Chiddush in his Chakir over here. Nirtza Koines Atzmei B'Yoyvel U'Mimisa Sa'odin. The Mishnah says, how does a Nirtza get out, this Eved, either with Yovel or when the Odin dies? The Einai Oyved Afilo Asabein. That's an interesting din. That's a din from the Mishnah. An Eved who's working for the first 6 years, if the Odin dies, then the son takes over. Yerusha. Right? The Eved owes it. He's an asset of the Odin. But if it's Nirtza, then the son does not take over. It's a Chapella. You would think that if he's more of a Kenyan. Right? L'chor is more of a Kenyan if he's Nirtza.
No, but he said he wanted to stay because of the Odin.
That's what the Mishnah Chochmah writes. He says the only reason is really should the son should take him over because it's a bigger Kenyan. It's a Kenyan Chomer, he says. So the Chinuch, so the Mishnah Chochmah writes. But the only reason that he's staying there is because he says I love the Odin. It doesn't apply to the child. So it's an interesting din. And then you see that the Kenyan, that the Kenyan is not a, it's not like other assets, because other assets, so the reason why I may have purchased, you could no longer be around, but it's still mine. I purchased a piece of land because I thought I'd build an apartment building. Nope. So I didn't end up building. So either we say with a mekachtos, or we say it still belongs to you. Over here, we're not saying it was a mekachtos, right? We're not saying that this Eved can now sue the estate for all the years that he worked. Right? And on the other hand, so he's an asset, and but he's tied. He's different than other assets. All right. So now you have really two quirks in the halacha. Quirk number one is that if you have a kinyan, it cannot be done by shliach. Well, there's no such kinyan like that. Every kinyan can always do it through an agent. Not being able to do it by shliach is a very big. That's a very big imposition, because if they can't do it by shliach, they can't impose any tanai either. Can't make any conditions.
You are representing the guy who is selling chametz,
right?
Is that the Kenyan? You're a shliach. No, you are.
I'm more or less a shliach. I mean, right? Maybe a mursha. Not even. I'm really a power of attorney. I'm really in between a shliach and. I'm not an agent of the guy. I'm your agent, till I meet the guy.
So is that a Kenyan or a shliach?
That is, when I sell the chametz to a goy, it's similar to shliachos. Yeah, I mean the only thing that's different is I'm more powerful than a shliach because I can negotiate the price. Right, a real shliach, I have very little latitude, and when it comes to selling the chametz, I have much more latitude because I can, even if I don't know exactly where the chametz is, I can sell it, and I can sell it to any goy I want. And I can sell for any price. I have much more authority than most. A shliach usually has a window of latitude, so it's a little bit more. But any kinyan that I do is a kinyan that can be done by shliachos. Yeah.
So I think
the
kinyan can't be done.
Oh, so this kinyan can't be done. This is the only kinyan that can't be done. That's what this is, the quirk. Here we're doing a kinyan. So numerous quirks of it. Number one is it's a strange kinyan. No money changes hands. Right? Here the Eved is being sold for Yovel. Up to 50 years, not a cent. That's strange. Number two is that they have a din here that seems to the Chachamim accept this din, that no shlichus will work for this. Besides, the whole kinyan is a strange kinyan, the piercing ear. And then he says that there's no Yerusha, so I have an asset without Yerusha. Right, how's it different? You can, oh, right, it's only the ben, right. It's even the discussion if it goes to, if it goes to, if there's b'chor legabe, does b'chor get double? But even if it goes to the ben, it sounds like he's working out the original kinyan. He's working out the original, what the deal was. Everything will transfer. But this Evan won't transfer b'chlal. So what Chuck says is correct. Because it's predicated on the relationship with the master.
According to the Meshach Chachma, Ruchman and Svan, the children died. Or it wasn't just the father, it was also his Beso. So that,
yeah,
there's a disruption in that relationship.
So the Pashas, the Beso is a requirement for the initial Kenyan. But not an ongoing requirement. Right? That's what it sounds like.
What are the practical differences between him being an Evan or just staying in the house and working for the master? And what is he?
So it's true that if he's just a poil can be used to chatel, but a poil can leave. Right? The Bihar
is, I like staying here, I want to stay here as long as I can. Then the master agrees, it's fine, right?
Oh, so there are numerous differences. Number one, he wouldn't be able to stay with the shifcha anymore. He has to get off the shifcha. Right? He would, he could leave anytime he wants. He could give notice anytime he wants. Heaven can give notice. Right, he would rack up a chovos. In other words, he would owe money at the time.
So that's what the Kenyan is. The Kenyan is no dollars and cents, but there's a chov that's being.
No. What's happening is that the Odin becomes responsible to support him, right? And the Evan has to do the work. Right. That would be the right.
That's a pretty substantial transaction.
That is right. But let's say when the Evan came in. Right, Evan came in 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So then money was transferred. It's the same deal. He's getting a room and board, getting taken care of. All that stays the same. So for some reason, 6 years ago, when he was taken in there, the basin got money for this. He didn't have to pay the gnei. And now he's going in for the 50-year stretch, or till Yovel, and everything's the same, except that no money gets transferred. Odin's market, right?
Yeah, well, the Odin took care of him well for how many years?
It's
a change in status.
But that's a good point. The mission list is a Kenyan. The mission list is a Kenyan. Right. I mean, I also think it's before looking at the sugya, I would also think it's not a Kenyan. I mean, you go into Chumash Rashi. You don't assume it's a Kenyan. You assume it's so strange. The Eretz HaKosov that Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Like the long Rashi, that's a kenas. The guy should have said, "Oh, there's
that ear." Yeah,
right. That's what's, but the mission listed as a Kenyan. So it sounds like that it's some form of a Kenyan. We haven't discussed it that way. But what you're saying would make sense if it can't be like a shliach. It can't be. Yeah. So then he writes the following chiddush. He says, "So what's strange over here? What's strange is there's no buyout plan for an Eved Ivri during the first season of the buyout plan. Giron Kesef." Not only is it, it's a great buyout plan, and that the if we give them that if we come up with an amount of money, we can force the Odom to release the Eved. But there's no negotiation. The Eved was bought for a certain amount. That's what's it called, amortized, right? Over 6 years. So we know exactly how much we can count how much every minute costs, right? Because the Gemara says that there has to be a pruta left. So that means you have to figure out, for all we know, could be that 5 minutes is worth of pruta, or 3 hours is worth of pruta. And you have to catch him, if he's going to go for the 50-year stretch, you have to catch him in that window of time where there's still a pruta left. So we could...
Straight line depreciation.
Okay, good. So if we... I heard that Elvis is a model they use in all business schools. So if we come up with the amount of money that's left, right, and we have to figure out how much money is left. We can, after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we can count the money. We can go to the Odin and we say, we have the money, we're releasing it, and there's nothing you can do about it. But so now what's the case about the Eved who's in for the 50-year stretch? So then Chachim says, not mentioned. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Ram doesn't mention it. Here it sounds like that if we would come up with the money, you can't get him out. Mikan echicho rishonim. The nirtza enakoina atzmoi begiroin kesef. So he calls the Betosus Rin. What's that?
How would you value?
Why not? How would you figure out?
It's non-starter.
How would you figure out the Giroin Kesef? Right? So the only thing you could do, I guess, is work out. And I'm sure, question, a good question. Right? Now, there's no money that's ever been transferred unless you work out the room and board versus the 50 years or something. How do you do it?
How can you do that?
How can you buy him out? There's no. But look, there should be. You should be able to come up with some amount of money. Let's say I come up with $200, right? And the question would be, can I? Is there any way?
Value of another Evid.
Value of another. How much would it cost to replace him?
No, there's another Evid. Yeah. On an annual basis.
Right.
Right.
35
years left.
What was that?
The price could go up.
I provide him with an Evid. 6 years left.
Yeah, I'm saying, so if there's, when there were 10 years left, a month more cheap.
Right.
And he gets the 6 years left, the price of the
loan
went up.
Yeah,
and it's more to get out when he only has 6 years left than it was 10.
Then it's okay.
To replace market loss.
Okay. Okay. It could be. He said, it's not Giron Kesef, but it's a borrowed plan. Giron Kesef is a term that we could use for 6 years because it's straight line depreciation. But it would be different. Okay.
Not an average real property.
Evid is like.
Not here.
Is that right?
Is it carcass though?
No.
Not in carcass. Only carcass are depreciated. Assets are depreciated.
Maybe that's me in the time. The came in a nickname the Kesef and he's in your Kesef. So what Simon indicated, that's me in the time. In the time says he wasn't bought for money. So how could we work? Why should it be Yotze with money? Pashto in the time is a little bit different. Simon was indicating that the Neri Kinyan was made. In the time is saying you can only exit the way he got in. So if he got in through money, he get out through money. But he didn't get in through money. And the Mishnah Melech writes that because of Renatam's logic, we would be able to get him out by Ishtar Shichur. And Evan is a Chiddush. Mishnah says he can only get it two ways. Odin dies or Yovel. Mishnah Melech says Ishtar Shichur also works. The Odin wants out of his goodwill to get this Evan out, he can give him Ishtar Shichur. But it sounds like that if the Odin would want to release him, except enough for this chiddush of Mishnah Melech, he couldn't release him. The only two ways he can go. The other can't shake him. That's what it sounds like. The Mishnah Melech says no, he can get rid of him through a Shtar Shechur. And the Tesis Rid writes, that's when Yishayit, that Tanav Mishum Knas, to lay zich and lay teri tzias acheres. Tesis Rid says no, that's part of the Knas. The Knas of Nirtza is he can't get out. Right? Lay zich and teri tzias acheres. Well, if he's there, in the Yetzir B'Shtar Gamkein, he can't get out by Yishtar. Something's mamish locked in. V'ayin Shem V'Rambam, Shekos V'Nitzit L'Omash and Nirtze in a Koyin Es Atzmai. El B'Yov V'Yisiz Odin. So it sounds like the Sholol Kesef B'Shtar, there's no other way of getting out. Like the Tesis of it. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, it's not Makabel. Why? It's not Makabel that I should have a tighter hold on an Evid Ivri than Evid Kanayini. That's the next paragraph. Uklar kasavti leel. The nearer lead that came into the Mishnah in Mivar Rakitis Hashem Bal Korchish Lodin. He says, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The bad deal. The Mishnah's listing the things we can force on the Odin. We can force the estate to let him go after the Odin dies. We can force the Odin to let him go during Yom. But if the Odin wants to release him, so that's not the Mishnah's argument. He can release him, why not? That's Minchasino's criticism of the Mishnah Melech and of what the Echranim say in the Mishnah. Kimvur Hashem B'Toysus. Imkein, Hodu Leitona Nirtza Shetzvi Grain Kesev. The Emes in the Yoytze say, Oh, Kesvar Shemin Atam, Oh, Kesvar Shemin Spirit. Maybe we cannot force him out. As a Dabk B'Toysus Giroin, the Torah Zichzal Le'Evid Ivri. That's to say he doesn't have the same right that Evid Ivri has. Avolam Anirtza Noisim Kesev Lo'odin Midasa Odom. The Zav V'Kinyin Kesev. The Ma'ani Gamba V'Kanayini V'Gamba Shichur. Is, however, how can it be that he says he thinks that if the Evid Ivri comes up with money, the Odin should be allowed to let him go? In Cain.
It's negotiable then.
Yeah. Imkein nirtze kal v'chaymer mi'evet kenani. He says, how could it be if an evet kenani can buy himself out? And it's like a mitzvah to keep an evet kenani. So why shouldn't an evet ivri l'olam be able to buy himself out? That's his, and therefore, and because of this, he takes issue with, he says, the kinyan of an evet kenani is much greater. For example, evet kenani yoyser koni l'rabbi min nirtze. Ki gam nirtze in yodik yad rabbi k'mo yikol evet ivri. He says that an evet kenani of a din, that the evet is mamash an agent, an extension of the odin. Yad evet kenani rabbi. Nirtze is not yet, we don't say yad evet kenani rabbi. So he says if the quality of the kinyan that we have in evet kenani can be released voluntarily, so why shouldn't the quality of the kinyan that we have in the evet be allowed to be released voluntarily? Now that's the minchasinus chinush. Again, it's the pashas of the Mishnah against the pashas of the Rambam. He says, not bothered by it. So the truth is, against the Mishnah, the diak's not a bad diak. And the board's not a bad board. He says, the Mishnah's listing only those kinyanim that are about korchay. But against the Rambam is a very difficult diak. Because the Rambam, l'chayra, lists all the kinyanim. So the Rambam says the only way that he can get out is Misa Odin or V'yoyvel. So then, l'chayra shouldn't be able to get out. So the question then is, what's the minchas chinos kal v'chayimer? Is that a good kal v'chaymer from Eved Kenani to Eved Ivri? Because it's vakarit. Tosis Rid says the Eved Ivri has a knas. He did a terrible thing. He brought out this upon himself. So now the Torah gives him a knas. He can't get out. And Eved Kenani doesn't have the same. We don't have the same expectation of Eved Kenani. No.
Well, then you're creating almost an obligation that's unfair to the Adam. The Adam wants to get rid of him. Forget about the money. He wants to get rid of him. He can, right?
So I was thinking, it sounds like to me that he can't. The guy
became deranged. He's driving everybody crazy. He wants to get rid of him. He wants to get out of here. He can't get rid of him.
Maybe the Rama was only listing ways for the Eved to get out when he wants to get out. But the Adon's way to get him out when the Adon wants to get out.
Maybe that's what the Menachem would say. Right. I didn't know if the Rama should list it then. And the Rama is supposed to be complete. Right. Sefer Halacha says so should list everything. So it becomes your question is not so powerful because that might be the job of the other.
Castle.
Hold on a second. And the job of the other may be so he has to take care of this, but the guy becomes the Ben Yachanami. That's part of it. That becomes his responsibility. It's a liability.
Go over and see Shita Saram that it has to be a two way street, that he has to love the other, the has to love
the other. Yeah, that's it.
That's
what I'm saying.
He
has to love the Eved. He doesn't have to go for it. We can't force this deal in the Yodin. But once the Yodin accepts it, so then he does have an achrayus. Yeah. Okay. You think so?
He has to fight the Yodin also. He's a participant.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Can
somebody accepts
else.
The guy.
Yeah.
Then he can party to the...
He can come in here, so. He has to do it prior to his
apostasy.
Right.
So at what point does he become...
an ayah,
yeah. Yeah. When does he become a nirtza? And when does the 6 year apostasy end? And when does he switch to being a nirtza?
That's to be the first target. That's to be a pruta. He has to a pruta's worth left.
But when he does, then at that moment he becomes a nirtza and he forfeits the rest of his rights as an evidy group for the remaining.
For that rest, for the portion of pruta's left.
I'm saying, but he could do it 6 months before he's done.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
When does that transition?
It says he says Higia Sof Shesh V'Nishar Od Sheva Pruta L'Odin Olam. So if he does it earlier, I don't know if it'd be Chal earlier.
Let me say a Sheva Pruta is worth 2 weeks. So he has to do it more than 2 weeks before.
Right.
That
yeah.
Moment is the Nirtza now. I mean, for the next 2 weeks.
So L'Odin he would become a Nirtza. Yeah. I thought this far as like this. And when there's less than a Sheva Pruta left in his Abdus, so then that becomes insignificant.
But then the Nirtza starts from then. I mean, then he'll forfeit all his rights from that time, even though 6 years are enough. And his rights are changing, so
right,
when does
right.
That, when does
right.
That change
right, right, right. I don't think so. I don't think once the nirtza happens, it can't be made conditional on anything. The fact that it's done, as Abdinezer points out, the fact that it can't be done by agency means it can't be done conditionally. So the chayyim has to happen right then.
But it might have to complete the 6 years. I mean, he was able to get out before the 6 years.
Yeah, so. I don't think that Shmos is not so. That Shmos is not so. There's an interesting discussion that Mechassinach has. When are the 6 years up? Right, so he says, they're not at Meis Leis. They're up by the night of the, let's say it was, the example he gives, the Eved was bought on the last day of Adar. So he's going to go out next year, 6 years later, the last day of Adar. So he discusses what happens if the Avonim is only when you have Kiddush Chodesh Al Piriya. So we don't know when Nisan is going to begin. So it's now it's Adar, it's the 30th day of Adar, right? Right, the night, and we don't know if that's going to become the 30th day of Adar, it's going to become the first day of Nisan. So the Chassidus writes that the Eved could say, I'm not working anymore. Nightfall, even though the Eved haven't come yet. So he doesn't know it's going to be that day. Is that going to be Aleph Nisan or 30th of Adar? So he says, the Eved could say, I'm not going to work, and we can't force him to work then. But if, he writes, but if the Edom don't come till the 31st, then the Eved owes him a day's work. And vice versa. Let's say the Eved says, I'm going to work, and the Edom come that night, and the Mekadosh HaChodesh, then the Odin owes the Eved several hours of work as a payment. So there's also a similar discussion about Yovel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, almost the same cheshbon. In other words, we paskin that the Avodim go out with Kiyas Shofar and Yom Kippur, but it really begins at the beginning of Yovel. So Chalikas and Gemara, what are the first 10 days? So when Chassidus says we paskin that it goes out with Yom Kippur, but it's retroactive to Rosh Hashanah. So I think since here it's not discussed, I would assume that it begins mamash with the nirtza, and that's why it's and when is Pasul Shabbat Pruta left? That's what I would assume.
What if the 6 year hasn't had the Aleph and Aleph?
So he would have to work extra month. Because it isn't
time.
With that?
Time.
At 6 years, he'd probably. Well, again, it's only the Shas Kiddush Chodesh.
Could be the opposite. Could it get good timing? If you were sold on the end of the second, then you get a free month.
Good. So again, so what do we see? So we have these several. So this machloek is whether Giroin Kesef works or not. When Chassidus says he thinks you're able to buy it out, Parshas the Rambam is not able to buy it out. It's an interesting. The Meshech Chochma has a very interesting discussion. He says, "I always bothered me. Why is it Avonu LaOlam?" He works LaOlam, and the Pshat LaOlam is the Yovel. So why didn't it say the Yovel? So when Chassidus says that the Emes says he sold forever, he sold for good. This is another din. Yovel is Meshach Ravon. But he sold forever. So the Meshach Chochma says, what's the Nafkamina? So he says, what happens if Yovel is not Chal? How can that be? So he says this, and then Nebuchadnezzar says, he says more. The Gemara Shana says, you need three things for Yovel to be Chal. There's one based on Mikdash. Right? One is that all the Avonim go free. Another is that the Shemitah is Karkois. And the third is that they blow Shofar on Yom Kippur. So Meshech Chochma says if they wouldn't blow Shofar, for whatever reason, let's say that something went wrong, they couldn't find the Shofar. So Yovel is not Chal. So then this Eved would not go free. He's in there another 50 years. Right? The Achrayim discuss, it sounds like it's circular. There's three things that determine. One is Shemitah Karkois, the other is then the Eved go. He says, so how's that going to work out? So the Echon discussion means that most of them have to go, or all of them have to go. But that's what Menachasimah says. You have to let all the Avodim go, and that will determine retroactively if Yovel was Chal or not. If somebody didn't let his Eved go, if one person did not let the Eved go, so then if Yovel would be Chal. Certainly 50% of them didn't go.
What does it mean, not let that go?
They didn't keep the mitzvah of Yehovah. They didn't keep the mitzvah.
No, but isn't the Kenyan over at this point?
So that's the question. What's shot in Yehovah? Is Yehovah that I bought an Eved 50 years? Or is Yehovah that I bought an Eved forever? And Yehovah is a Fkata Nemachal, let's him go. So I thought that's the Machalikas of Yehovah. With the Giroin and Kesef works. If I bought the Eved till for 50 years, so then you can say, what Yossi said, you can say, so there is Giroin and Kesef. I'll find another Eved to work, right? There is a monetary value. There is a condition of it. There's something of it. But if you say, no, I bought the Eved La'olam, the way the Meshech Chochma says. And so then it turns out that Yovel happens to be, so we call it afka. Yebel removes and unravels. It's a din. Teres mechadish. Just like the Teres said, he can't work the field. See that the Teres says that a loan goes back after the seventh year. So the Teres said, you don't own the Evan anymore. What the Achrayim call afka, the afkad of the mouth. The Shabbat was get away from you. So the Shechachma says the second. He says, the Eved is konu la'olam. And Yovel is an afkad of the mouth. So the Eved says that we know there's a Ramban like this. Meshachov didn't have. Was that?
Afkad of the mouth doesn't exist unless you generate it.
So that, in Achanami, that would be.
And have you have afkad of the mouth says that I have no part in generating it. Now here, if I don't free my Eved, there is no afkad of the mouth.
If you don't free your Eved, then it won't be.
Afkad of the mouth means it works even without.
It's an afkat in the malka, which is dependent on us doing something. Right? Because the din is, you're talking about the one guy that doesn't free his Eved. But on the million avodim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is misalik it. Right? When the shofar blows. So then, there are preconditions required. But then Kodesh Baruch Hu took it away.
I'm saying 50% of them don't do it.
So then, Yevul's not chal. Then Yevul's not chal.
So then, what happens to
the
afkat of the
mouth? So, but there's no Yevul then.
Yevul's not chal. Says you have, do you who does want to observe the mitzvah actually have
nothing? To but there's nothing to do. You can't do it. There's nothing to observe.
Right. So one person.
One person can.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody has to really.
Yeah, so they make a deal.
Yeah,
this.
If it finds over, didn't it? Finds over. Is he over the mitzvah? No. Yeah, the Sfas Emes discusses. Sfas Emes discusses. And if you
leave owner Kreta.
If there's no chiyuv, he didn't ask that kasha. If it, in Rosh Hashanah, if there's no chiyuv to be poda, then it is the following. If there's an evident Eretz Yisrael, it's only a vodim in Eretz Yisrael. Right. I think only if I'm over the Iser of not being poda, so then for example, the Zman Hazay says there's no din b'chlal, it's only b'shas yevul. Right. So a person would be able to stop the chalais if the basin wouldn't blow shayfer, right? But then what is chal? So then I have no way of, it's no longer in my control. That's what the Ramban. The Chum didn't have the Ramban. But the Ramban in Gittin says, what would happen if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the middle of an Evan's 50 years? Evan got his, he was him and Nirtza, right? And it was the 49th year. Yov was supposed to be coming. He had all these plans. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Ramban says exactly that. He says that's nusach. He says even though now there's no Beis HaMikdash, we could not buy or sell a new Eved, but this Eved is in it for life.
There's still
Shmita Yovel
though.
No, that's the Chorban.
Not
Yovel.
Right.
So the Ramban says this way. He says if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the two chidushim over here. Chidush number one is he found he's in it for Yovel. He came on board 5 years ago. He says he had five. I took him on 5 years ago. He took me on 5 years ago. Right? That, we thought that was the deal. So now when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, go to the Beis HaMikdash. Mekachtos. I didn't think it was going to be la'olam for as long as he lives. I have to support him to keep him. But I thought it was a 5-year deal. So Ramban says no. Beis HaMikdash will say no. You didn't take him on until Yovel. You took him on la'olam. Trying to pass the Tzadon Torah. Avada la'olam. It's a separate din. Kadosh Baruch Hu announces Yovel. All of them go free. You have a chiyuv to let them go free. No Yovel. You both stuck with each other. And then he says, the next line. Even though you could not sell him now, but he was sold. He's yours. Right. So then Avnei Nezer says, when Avnei Nezer develops this idea. He develops this idea. He doesn't defend for a Gemara, but he says that he thinks it all stems from the fact that an Odin cannot do any shlichus, because the Gemara says in Yevamos that shlichus and Tanai go together. Right. that if I can do something via an agent, then I can also do something unconditioned. And the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that's a rule. Rav Yeshiva used to say the following. He used to have the following nusach. It's very easy to remember. He used to say that Tanai is when you separate a masa via time. A masa from a chalos via time. And shlichus, you separate a masa from a chalos via person. What's a Tanai? Tanai is that I'm doing the kinyan now, and I want it to be effective in a month from now. I want it to be effective if it rains today. Right? So I'm pulling apart the act from the effect, the maisa from the chalos, and I introduce via some time constraint. Shlichus is that person is doing the masa, it's being chal for me. He's selling the property, it's effective for me. Right? So I'm pulling apart the masa from chalos via person. So the Gemara is saying that whenever the Torah allows you to separate the masa from chalos, the Torah allows that. So the Torah doesn't care whether you're separating it via person or via time. That was the nusach. So the Avinezer, the Sefer Rebbe says, why is it that the Odin has to do himself? He can't send somebody else to pierce the ear. He still managed to answer the base himself, take his own. He loves this person, has to pierce his ear. Right? So we assume, you know, we always think now in terms of pierced ears as having pierced ears, having keepers, and being the Parvavi, they pierced the ear, and 3 days later it grew back again. With that? It's important because otherwise we shouldn't be crying. That's a good point.
Sometimes it closes up.
It usually closes up, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Isn't it only a moment to do
it? I don't know.
They didn't probably have the ability to find
It wouldn't close.
Why can't it close if it's up there?
I don't know. I'm used to down here.
Skin. I'll find out.
So the
no, there are people. There are people who have earrings up here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It closes.
Hope so. Again, so says the Sefer Rebbe. He says the fact that the nirsa cannot be done via shliach. That means there's nobody's das is doing anything over here. It would be impossible to say, I am purchasing this eved for X period for X amount of time. Because that would mean that my das is a driver of this deal. So if we would say that I'm purchasing the eved for 45 years till the next Yevil, 50 years next Yevil, 60 years next Yevil, right? If that would be what's happening, ad kidei kach, that I could turn around later on and say, mekach toz, I didn't know the business was going to be destroyed. Right? Mekach toz. So then, the Avinezer says that means that my das is affecting the kinyan. If my das is affecting the kinyan, then I should be able to do it right in a shliach. I should be able to appoint a shliach to do it. The fact that I have to do it myself becomes a mitzvah shivagufa. It becomes like a nachas tefillin. Becomes like tzitzis. I can't appoint somebody else to do that. So the fact that the halacha is that you must do it yourself, and then it says it's not a kinyan. What you saying before? Right? The mission refers to it as a kinyan. So it's a kinyan in terms of having the chalos of a kinyan. The eved belongs to me, I have responsibilities, but the masa itself, he wouldn't look at it as a classic kinyan. So that would bring
what
together.
So what is it, a simon? It's a knas? So still, why do you have to do it? Why does it have to be done by the adon himself?
That's the procedure, the teres kaveya. Teres kaveya procedure, right? Is that?
I mean, there's no consideration here. So you can't have a kinyan. I mean, in order to have a kinyan, you need consideration.
I think that's part of the issue over here.
There's giving no consideration to make.
Right. That's why
Why don't you argue that the kinyan is the original kinyan from the 6 years? And yeah. He's the shadar puta left. Because basically what he's suspending the suspension.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Through the nirza, mm-hmm. He's basically being mafkia, the hafka that's going to come at the end of the 6 years or by the shemitah.
Because it's not hafka. I only bought it. If I no longer have a zchus or something, it's not called hafka.
But I do, because I put the left. That's the point. I do have a zchus left, and that, now we're suspending the hafka at the end, meaning that there's...
No. But once that truth is over, it's over.
But he goes out at the end of 6 years. Why does he go out at
he
the
goes
end
out because
of
6 years?
Why does he go out of Shemitah?
He goes out because they no longer own him.
No.
He only goes out now.
Is the only case where you can't make a... Where you can't make a tzar and you can't have a shliach? Only kidding, you can't do that?
I believe
chalitz also, even though das, right? Chalitz can't be done today. Even also, it can be forced while karchi.
But that's something to try to do. Where's the king? The kingdom is done just using the original condition, right? As the king.
The issues is the continuation of the original.
Right. So that's what the Mishnah tried to do. They try to use the original kinyan as the.
Yeah, it's in the yud.
It's much easier to do that.
It's not correct. The original Kenyan is exhausted already.
Well, how is it exhausted?
Because when the 6 years go up, that's all I paid for.
I paid to accept it. The original contract, a total.
Yeah.
6 years.
Yeah, good.
Now, when the Torah comes back retroactively, changes that Kenyan was really not for 6 years. It was over an expanse until the Yoga.
The
Kenyan was defined by the Torah, not by me. I can't change that. I can't say I only want for 3 years, right? Can he sign that
video? By Mercher is
Atzmoy. If I create it tonight.
By Bezen, can't be done for less than 6. Mercher doesn't close what she
makes. If that's the case, the Torah imposed the 6 years on me, so why can't the Torah redefine what those 3 years are?
The fact that I can have a buyout plan, that means I only have. I can force a buyout plan. That means the amount of time that I have right to do this is defined.
I'm still under the original plan. Under the original plan, which is the 6 year plan.
Right.
As I do in Yirtza, I go back and say, well, it wasn't a 6 year plan, it was really a Yovel plan. The Kenyan is defined by the Torah. The Torah says it defines what amount of time that is.
And so what the point of that would be?
It's still Mamshik. You don't have a Kenyan.
No, that gets goofy. The point, the fact that we don't have a Kenyan is what generates, that helps so many of these Zidim. The fact that it's not, that it's a Kenyan defined by the Torah, right? That's what helps define, that would explain why there's no buyer plan. That would explain why the Menachas Chinos Kalvachomer, that would be Kalvachomer. He's bringing Kalvachomer from Evi Kenaini. Evi Kenaini is different. There's not about Evi Kenaini. He didn't buy this event. I made a kidney out of the terror of said, if you have a certain relationship, you have his wife, you have his child, he wants to stay. So now you have a yovel plan, right? You taka onim la'olam. You didn't buy him. You onim la'olam, that was the kviyas terror. Right? And so that would explain why the minchas chinochs kalvachomer may not be acceptable to the rabbi. So the question is, hayitochein that the Evan, that the Odin cannot release him out of his own goodwill? And says, yeah. Yeah, it could be. What makes this mukhrach, according to many of the Mephorshim, is that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that just because the Torah taught you a din, legabe and eved iri before 6, does not necessarily mean that the halacha would apply to an eved, even the Torah taught you a din, legabe the eved iri after 6, doesn't mean it'll apply to an eved iri before 6. Right? The Gemara says, halacha is that an Eved Ivri can eat the truma of his of the Kayan, right? Because it's called Kinyan Kasvai. So the Gemara says that I need a pasuk to teach me that an Eved for the first 6 years can eat the truma. I need a pasuk to teach me that an Eved from 6 to 50 can eat the truma. So the question is, why do I need two psukim? One pasuk. If an Eved Ad Sheish can eat part of the can eat the truma, so certainly an eved that's from 6 to 50 can eat the truma. Right. So the so this would help us understand that they're really separate relationships. The eved every until 6 years he's purchased. The Eved Ivri from 6 to 50 is a different relationship. The Torah made him part of your household. But they're not similar enough that you can draw one inference to the other. And then the chiddush is that the yovel is that my kinyan does not get exhausted when it comes to yovel. No, my kinyan is there for good. One of the chiddushim of yovel is that I have to give up that which is that really which belongs to me. That's why you have a similar discussion. You have discussion in yovel. You have this discussion when it comes to hashmata sotah. Every 7 years, I have to give up my loan, right? So is the din that after 7 years, right, the loan is voided, or is it then 7 years I'm mechuyev to void the loan, right? Is it a kata de malchus v'chiv that I have to do by myself? But the nafkamina would be is if a person does not void the loan, do I still have any achrayus to pay back on? Right? If the Torah voided it, it's finished. Right? If it's my mitzvah to void it, so then I have to go through the process of actively voiding it. So that's what we're pointing out here is that the end of 50 years, at the end of Shemitah, the Torah avoided it. Right? If Shemitah is Chal. Right? If Shemitah is Chal, if Yovel is Chal, if it's Chal, then the event goes up. If Yovel is not Chal, then and that becomes a very pretty pshat. That's what Mishnah Chacham said, that's pshat and pasuk. So again, so what do we say? In terms of Eved Ivri between six, the Halach of Nirtza, what does Halach of Nirtza create? Does Halach of Nirtza create an Eved who's now in for a longer period of time, or is it an entirely different relationship? So that Lachar is the Mechas Chinoch's Ha'arma against the Rishayim. Mechas Chinoch seems to say, no, it should really be like an elongated Eved Ivri. Now he's in it for more time. Why? The Mechas Chinoch says, therefore he thinks there should be a buyout plan. But if we say, we take the Rambam Kipshutai, that there is no buyout plan, that the Odin cannot shake the Eved cannot shake the Odin, so that means that the Torah created over here a different din, a din of, he expanded the household. The bias is that this person needs to become like a member of the house. So just like I can't disown a member of the house, I can't disown a member of the Eved. How can it happen? It can happen if the Odin is nifter. Right? So again, that's what we said before. If the Odin is nifter, so there is no bechlal no achrayus any other member of the family. If he's an asset of the Odin, alright? So then assets go, there's Yerusha by assets. He's not an asset, he owes nothing. The Torah said, made a special din. He's part of he belongs to this Odin. He's part of, he's related to this Odin. Created a new relationship. The Odin dies, finished. The relationship's over. Or, Yovel, the Chiddush din, Yovel comes. Then family, just like land gets reassigned, families get reorganized. But that's the din. But the din of the nirtza is that he's creating a new kind of family relationship. And that's what we said before, it's very good. It could be the Tesis Rid is saying that both get penalized. That they learn the liabilities of having an ongoing relationship, not just the rewards. But that, and what's the basis for saying this chiddush? So the basis is that Avnei Nezer says the fact that there is no shlichus allowed over here, that means there's no das happening over here. There's a decision to go through the process. Number two, Avnei Nezer says what Simon indicated, there's no consideration. He says there's no exchange of money. And then the Meshech Chochma that says that the kinyan is mamash le'olam, the Rabban, who says the kinyan is mamash le'olam. Then also gives us al pi hashkafa, gives us a new insight into what's happening with nirtza. It's a different al pi hashkafa. It's not just simply when the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset that a person decided to take on Avdus. It's not just he decided to take on Avdus. He decided to have an entirely new relationship, a relationship of service, and to create a family relationship around a relationship of service, right? Because that's what happens. It's a family relationship created around service. So maybe the Torah has an interesting idea of hashkafa here. But that's not the way that we're supposed to operate.
That's why both of them, there can't be a buyout plan, because They both understand it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
To discourage that kind of
activity.
Did you say that there's one?